All right. So we set up, finally. Welcome to the first episode of Chatterbox with Reggie. If y'all don't know me, I am a barber down here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And also on the side, I am a music lover, music aficionado. I don't know, because maybe I don't know as much, right? But this is going to, when they make TV shows, this is the pilot episode. This is the pilot episode of Chatterbox, right? So I'm just going to start off by, let's just start with what came out this week. So today is March 10th, 2024, right? So a few things that came out was one of the singles that I've been listening to a lot is the Quavo and Rich the Kid song. What's it called? Oh man, I can't think the real one. It's titled Rich the Kid and Quavo, or Quavo and Rich the Kid. It's not a feature, so I don't know if that's like leading up to like a joint project, an album, or something. I have no idea, but I listened to the song a little bit, and it's cool. It's a cool vibe, but going into it, listening, you really not knowing what to expect from Rich the Kid and a Quavo. I mean, I guess for me, you're not knowing what to expect. But I guess if you really think about it, it's Quavo and Rich the Kid. So what would you expect? You know what I mean? Rich the Kid, too, like, it's like he just pop up out of nowhere. Because for a while, I hadn't heard from him since the, you know, you hear him a little bit. But since the Lil Wayne and Rich the Kid project, which was a weird project at the time for Wayne to do. But I guess when you just want to record and somebody want to record with you, it works. But and then Rich the Kid popped out on Vultures, the Kanye West album, which was kind of out of nowhere. So he's on the Carnival song, which from that album, that's like not my favorite song, but it's one of the best bops on there. You know what I mean? But listening to the song, it's a decent song. It's a nice vibe. I actually think Rich the Kid carries the song. Quavo is, to me, and this is all opinion. I have no facts between this. I don't know Quavo. But listening to Quavo, Quavo seems to be in a difficult place. Shout out to the Migos. Shout out to Offset. Shout out to Takeoff. Rest in peace, Takeoff. But it seemed like he is in a rough spot right now after the Takeoff passing. Between him and Offset, you know, the question is, especially, you know, some people want them to get back together. But another question is, like, if they don't get back together and if the Migos don't make more music together, who's having the best solo career? You get what I'm saying? Like, who's having the best show out? And to me personally, I would go with Offset. Offset, of course, he got the Cardi B package. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that, you know, he's not Offset by himself, but he has Cardi B. His music sounds funner. It sounds more of today. You get what I'm saying? And not just the Migos. Quavo seems like sometimes he's just doing Migos music, where Offset seems to be trying to. Of course, you can still tell it got some Migos pockets in there, but he seems at times to be trying to avoid sounding like, hey, it's me, Offset from the Migos. You know what I'm saying? Just take the song, I think it's called Jealousy or whatever, with is Cardi B and Offset. That bop right there, I mean, that in itself is a different vibe from what you are used to from Migos. But anyway, I think Offset is having a better solo career because of him also showing his, I guess, his personality more, from the Kai Cenat streams, from being out dancing, from being out just showing you're a human being, rather than sometimes it seemed like Quavo is still trying to be the tough Quavo. And again, I don't know Quavo, but that's just what it looked like looking in. But anyway, got off on a tangent. Let's get back to the music that's out. Like I said, Rich the Kid kind of carries the song. You know what I'm saying? It's a cool song. It's a nice little bop. We had a few other drops also. You had Babyface Ray. if you like Babyface Ray, Detroit rapper, I like Babyface Ray. It was a cool song. Nothing to really stand up. And if nobody ever heard of Babyface Ray, that wouldn't be my first song to show to him. He got a lot better music. Lola Brooke actually dropped a song with A Boogie with the Hoodie, and Frida, Big Frida is on there as well. It's a flip on Back That Ass Up, which is cool. A Boogie with the Hoodie, he sounds the same. You know what I'm saying? He sounds like A Boogie. The thing about Lola Brooke, especially on this type of vibe, her voice, and when you listen to the song, she does go back and forth between the rough sounding and then trying to sound, I guess, sexy as well. But her voice is just so rough. It just don't fit this kind of bop. So I am glad that she did put somebody else on it. I love her and Frida on there. I love her and Frida. If you're going to have a New Orleans bounce, you can't do it with Lola Brooke and just A Boogie with the Hoodie. You might as well add, whether you was going to go get Manny Fresh to actually redo the beat or get Wayne on a feature, you got to put somebody from down there on it. And Big Frida, I love Frida, her sound, her energy. She always sound good. Like even hearing Frida just talk on a Beyonce song is a lot better than a lot of the other sounds that we get. You know what I'm saying? But those are a few singles that I've been listening to. As far as albums, there wasn't a lot of albums that actually dropped. You know what I'm saying? You got the album that I've been listening to this week that dropped this past Friday is Ransom. And if y'all don't know Ransom, him and Harry Fraud brought out a collaboration album, where it's of course Harry Fraud making the beats, and then Ransom going crazy, going stupid like he does. If y'all have never heard of Ransom, y'all should check Ransom out. That's if you into lyrical rap. You get what I'm saying? I know a lot of people these days, they stay away from the lyrical miracle and stay in the lane of the bops, which I'm kind of in the middle. I'm a 37-year-old hip-hop guy. You know what I'm saying? I used to do music myself. But when it comes to the new style of music, I'm not one of the older guys that's like, oh, I can't listen to that. I don't want to hear that. You get what I'm saying? I like the bops. I like the vibes. If you're going to listen to some of the music, if you're going to listen to like a Uzi or something like that, that's where you want to go. And like I was saying, even with the Migos, that's where you want to go with a vibe. Even though Migos got decent lyrics, or not Migos now, but you know, Quavo and Offset, they got decent lyrics. They more of a vibe of bop, you know, the Baby, Lil Baby, Dirk, people like that. And on the other side of what I'm talking about with this Ransom album with Harry Fry, the dude is fucking insane, right? It is an eight song album. I don't know what you call it, an album or an EP, but it's eight songs. It's only 21 minutes. Very lyrical. Beats are just, it's that hip hop, that boom bop beats. You got Bodie James and 38 Special on there as features. And those are the only two features. You know what I'm saying? As far as the content, I mean, it's rap. You know, it's that hood rap. The only thing that I didn't like about, or not that I didn't like, but it stood out. He has like three references over 21 minutes of a Jay-Z and Tidal flip. You know, of course, we know who Jay-Z is, but then you go to Tidal, which he's saying in a sense on one of them, like Jay-Z turning over the title, but it's like the double entendre of Jay-Z handing down the title of best rapper of that nature. But then, you know, Jay-Z has title. You know what I'm saying? So it's two cool flips, but it's noticeable in 21 minutes that you got two or three flips of kind of the same bar. You know what I mean? So that's cool. As far as anything else, NBA Youngboy dropped a compilation of people that is signed under him. I'm not the biggest NBA Youngboy fan, but he has grown on me. I tell you that, he has definitely grown on me. It's called Compliments of Gravedigger Mountain. I do not want to be invited to Gravedigger Mountain. That's the thing he has been inviting people to. And I'm just not trying to be part of that. I'm just putting out there that he did release it. I listened to some of it. It's cool. One of the singles is Bling. It's a cool little track on there. As far as anything else, if you listen to Ariana Grande, I listen to all different styles of music. Ariana Grande, her voice is beautiful. I think she has one of the best voices on, you know, in a long time. But as far as her style of music, it's not really up to me. You know what I'm saying? Not her style, because there is some of the songs that she got that I really, really enjoy. Like, let me see. What's that one song that she got? Matter of fact, I'm going to look it up right now since I have the time. I can't even think of it. It's not even popping up on her. But anyway, she has a few songs that I do like. But, you know, she cool. You know what I'm saying? Long story, she cool. You know what I'm saying? But that's a few things that came out. Really haven't a lot of music dropped. I know we've seen that Future and Metro Boomin is dropping here very soon. That's one thing I'm waiting on. They say Future and Drake might be in a little tilt. I don't know where it stemmed from. People say Future is mad at Drake for doing the Hair Loss album with 21 Savage. Now, we're all human. Some of us are sensitive. Would he be mad at that, though? Like, would you, as Future, a man with a lot of music, I know you have What a Time to Be Alive with Drake. They were in talks of What a Time to Be Alive Part 2 actually coming out. Would Future wake up and say, I know he just didn't release that mixtape with 21 Savage? I don't know. It don't seem logical. You know what I'm saying? It don't seem like it would really make sense for him to be mad at that. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, that is something I'm looking forward to. Schoolboy Q also dropped. That was like from today. That was like 2 weeks ago. That's a great album, though. A lot of people saying that is Schoolboy's best album. I would have to go back. I'm not even going to say if it is, if it ain't. I'm going to have to go back to Schoolboy Q's music. But with Schoolboy Q dropping, and we still have SZA over there at TDE, is TDE going to survive without K-Dot, without a Kendrick, without the Hitmaker? Now, let me ask like this. Will they survive? Yes. I mean, SZA is still SZA. Schoolboy Q is still, you know, Schoolboy Q. You got Ab Soul. You got Ray Vaughn. You got Ab Soul. You got, but are they going to be able to survive in the sense of being in the talks with the Dreamvilles and the QCs of the nature? You know what I'm saying? Because there was always that back and forth between Dreamville and TDE. Are they still going to be able to have that conversation without Kendrick being there, without the hits that Kendrick will bring? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in a sense of, will they survive? That's all I'm talking about. The question of, will they survive? Because when Tom Brady left, it was like, how will Tom Brady do? How would the Patriots do? In the football arena, of course, we've seen the Patriots ain't really did nothing since Tom Brady left. Tom Brady left, went to the Buccaneers, and brought back a ring. You know what I'm saying? So in the question of, will they survive, like, what's next? You know what I'm saying? What's next? Because, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was Kendrick's last release. But we still won't know how he is going to do without TDE, because that was still a TDE release. And even that didn't really get the push that some people think it should have got. You get what I'm saying? So we still in that mode of, what's next from Kendrick? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, that's what we got today. We're just listening to music, man. I just wanted to, you know, jump on here.
This is the first episode. This is the pilot episode of Chatterbox, right? And as of now, it is me solo. It won't always, every week won't be solo, but I am going to try to bring something once a week. Y'all bear with me as we grow. We're going to try to figure this thing out, add some excitement to it, have some fun with it. You get what I'm saying? So that's what we're here to do. And if you made it this far, I do appreciate y'all, because I'm not going to try to take up too much of your time. I'm not going to be here for 3 or 4 hours just chattering. But we are going to come and I'm going to kidnap you from your real life for about 25, 30 minutes every week. Maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. I don't know. We're figuring it out. Ride the boat. You know what I'm saying? But I will come kidnap you from your real life. That's what I'm doing every week. All right. So if you made it this far, I appreciate y'all for listening to the first episode of Chatterbox. And we'll be back next week with something else. You know what I'm saying? And if you have anything that you want to talk about, or if you want to step in and say, email chatterboxwithreggie@gmail.com and let's talk, man. And we're going to start the YouTube as well. We're going to get some videos. We're going to get it going, but welcome to Chatterbox.